The Shift Podcast, Perspective and Our Power to Change, invites us to expand our lives by changing the lens we see through. Is something different calling you? Do you ever ask yourself, is this all there is? Or have you forgotten why you're even here? Trish and Diane create insightful and empowering conversations about connecting the self, soul, nature, and community. Navigating life by choice rather than circumstance is how we make the shift to expand our humanity. The shift starts now.
Hello and welcome everyone to The Shift, Perspective and Our Power to Change. We are part of the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group of World's Best Influencers on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And I'm so happy that you're joining us for episode 6. We're continuing our discussion on reframing selfish from self-sacrifice to self-care is our show title today and our topic. And I just want to thank you for joining us for the next half hour of this important conversation. So I'm Trish Campbell, your co-host. My co-host Diane is away today, but I have a very special guest to introduce you to in a moment. But first, before we get started, as always, I want to just again, thank you for being here and acknowledge the land on which we settle. For myself, that is the land of the Anishinaabeg, the Mississauga of the Credit First Nations, the Haudenosaunee, the Huron-Wendat, and the Ojibwe Chippewa, and honoring them for their stewardship over millennia, their modeling of their connection to our Mother Earth, and giving gratitude for that, for us to continue in honoring that stewardship. So, again, welcome everyone. We have a special guest while Diane is away out playing in the wilderness. What better way to practice self-care, which is what we are continuing to talk about today, diving deeper into that conversation. And our special guest co-host is Dr. Brooke Sheehan. She is a doctor, chiropractor, entrepreneur, mom, part of our Cornelia Stephanie Media Network, World's Best Influencer. She's all the things, and also known as the Body Whisperer. So we're going to get into what that's all about in a second, but welcome, Dr. Brooke. I'm so excited that you're here for this conversation. I think you have so much to add, fresh perspective. We're all about that in our podcast. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Trish. I'm very excited to be here. I'm very excited to carry on this conversation while Diane is away. You both are beautiful souls and very just honored to be the co-host of the show. So thank you.
Good. I'm honored to have you and to have you share your experience and just the work that you do, because I think it so speaks to the concept of self-care and what we want to talk about today. And I think, you know, we talked about it in our last episode, we so as society accept abandoning ourselves and sacrificing ourselves versus and make that okay and acceptable versus our self-care is a priority. And we end up paying for it in the long run. And I think I just know for myself, it has been diving into my self-care, making sure that I make that a priority has been instrumental in my healing and in my growth and in my personal development. And I think taking the selfish aspect out of it allows us to build that foundation within ourselves and to be able to operate and be in relationship with people in a better way, in a deeper way. And, you know, just reframing that, making it okay to put ourselves on top of the priority list. So with all of life's challenges and being a mom and being an entrepreneur, I mean, I know all those things too. And like life in and of itself makes it a barrier for us to put ourselves first, but, and then enter the pandemic and there's another layer of that. So I just want to know, like from a personal perspective, like how you, incorporate self-care, how, you know, your perspective on that in your life.
Yeah. Great question. So I do want to share, you know, you spoke about how our society, you know, has really foregone ourselves and mm-hmm. in the pursuit of trying to take care of everybody else. And I was actually a victim of that. I was a victim of that for a long time up until about 10 years ago when I became a mom. And my mental shift and my growth, actually, like my desire to personally grow and to develop myself, actually came about when I had her. And that was a result of realizing that I had a lot of emotional trauma to work through. And if I didn't deal with my stuff, I would only be perpetuating my emotional trauma into her. And so it really, truly did become a selfish act at that point, because I had to take care of me. I had to fill my cup in order to be like fulfill and give into her life in order to like help her grow and develop. And it is not been an easy journey. Obviously, doing any sort of self work, like, you know, requires you to go through the dark pits and the valleys and, you know, the whole thing of your being that you've never really like addressed. Mm-hmm. And so fast forward 10 years, you know, through this process, like it's my commitment every single day to myself is first me. And, you know, we're redefining the conversation, you know, about it being selfish, because in this regard, it's okay to be selfish if we want to use that word, right? But every single morning, it's me time every single morning. So, you know, my daughter wakes up a little later than I do. So that gives me like an hour and a half, 2 hours in the morning to do me, to meditate, to go for a walk, to do, you know, reading, to get my coffee, to just center myself for the day before I start reacting or responding to all of the outside stuff coming in. You know, you mentioned the doctor, the entrepreneur, that all this, yes, there's so many different things going on. Once I'm grounded in my morning routine and in myself and taking care of me, I show up as a much better mother, as a much better doctor, as a much better business owner, as a much better friend. The list goes on, right?
Right. I absolutely love everything you just shared. And I think that's so important, because, and it makes me reflect on my kids are in their 20s now, but, and I kind of did that without realizing, like I didn't set that intention, but yeah. I knew that I wanted to just be better for them, because, and then also in that process, as they're growing up, like our roles as like parent and child kind of shift. And I start, you know, I learned so much from them, and I was with them by myself for a lot. So my self-care too was, I started seeing that, you know, if I was in this frenzied space, I wasn't being the best parent I could be, or, you know, just being the best friend or whatever it might be. So I think that I just so appreciate you sharing that and modeling that it's, you know, it's not something that is selfish, or even if it is selfish, it's like, what we're really talking about is stripping away that negative nuance to being selfish, like that it's okay to put ourselves first, like that we, you know, we don't need to shy away from that word, that it's okay to say no to things. It's okay to have the boundaries around our practice. I know for me, you know, you talk about that point when you had your daughter, that was life-changing for you. And for me, it was a different thing. I kind of, you know, got to a certain place in my life and realized I was kind of living my life for everybody else and being empty inside. And then I think I talked about it on our last show, we start putting the burden of our happiness or our fulfillment on other people when we do that. So what I realized in growing and healing and taking that time to heal is that, number one, I can say the same thing. My relationships with everybody that I am in relationship with is better, because I'm coming from a place of being heart-centered, or just centered in my being, and that connection of mind, body, spirit, like strengthened, because I've taken the time to practice self-care in whatever ways that is. I mean, for everybody, I think that looks different. And for me, it can look different. I like variety.
Right.
And you can probably relate. We're both Geminis. Like I get into a routine and I'll stick with it for like a few months. And then it's like, okay, I have to switch things up because that's not doing it anymore. And that's okay too. And the whole point of it is to make sure that you make the commitment to yourself. And regardless of in what way that looks like, it's whatever works for you. It's building that connection with your body and with your soul, ultimately.
Right. It's about evolution, right? You made the statement about, you know, maybe it works for a couple of weeks, that specific routine, but then you got to change it up because you've evolved. Now that is lower level, you're reaching another level. So now you need something to kind of help you get to that next point.
Yeah. And I, you know, and so I'm constantly shifting that up, but it's the practice of doing something for myself that keeps me, like you said, keeps me grounded and just keeps me more in tune with life and mm-hmm. more not so externally focused, because I've spent a lot of my life externally focused. And I think a lot of us do that. And kind of like waiting for things to happen instead of taking action or taking the initiative ourselves. And what I'm thinking of is like, we're so used to managing our illness. We're so okay with managing our illness, but what about that we can't even like begin to focus on managing our wellness? Like, I mean, I think we're shifting there gradually, but it's become kind of this like, wait until, you know, something happens and then I'm going to, oh, now I'll start taking care of it. Okay. Now I'll still eating better. Okay. Now I'll work out. But it's like having that, you know, proactive approach around that. And that's what I want to talk about, like the work that you do that's so unique. Cause I do want to highlight that a little bit. Cause I feel like that is like something that, we need to bring more attention to, is how we can be more in tune with our bodies. And, you're known as the body whisperer. So I'm hoping you can share, you know, what that's all about. It's not body, you know, I think you're, oh, and you also have a podcast too called The Body Talks.
Yeah.
So maybe you can share about that too, but yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, the work that I do is actually called, dynamic system analysis. Mm-hmm. And actually my mentor doc has been the developer of that. He's been, a practitioner for the last 43 years and has developed this technique, for those of you who might be familiar with muscle testing or applied kinesiology, briefly to kind of help dynamic system analysis make sense, I will describe what applied kinesiology is. Applied kinesiology was founded in like 1965, and a practitioner, you know, found out that the muscle actually will tell you if there's something going on in the body. So you can muscle test a muscle and be able to either like pinpoint, you know, like touch the liver or touch different organs. And if the muscle goes weak, the body is telling you, hey, there's a weakness in that area. Hmm. So with dynamic system analysis, it is taken applied kinesiology and another body of work called clinical kinesiology, and has combined the two in a way to be able to not only a quote unquote speak to the body, because I don't have to tell somebody, hey, the body talks. Like maybe I do have to tell somebody, hey, the body talks, but intuitively, if they really stop to like pull back and go inward and listen, all of those symptoms that show up, you know, you eat something and your stomach starts hurting, mm-hmm. or you start to feel nauseated, that is the body speaking to you. Like,
yeah,
that is the body saying, hey, that was no good. That was like, I did not like that. What you put into me, that hurt me. I can't process that. You know, we don't need to be told like headache pain, you know, like all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. That is the body like speaking. It speaks to us in whispers. This is a big thing that I talk about. It speaks in whispers before it starts to scream. So that stomach ache from eating whatever you just ate, will eventually, if you continue to keep eating that, will eventually become, you know, a chronic gut issue and things that need to be dealt with, right? Cancer is a sign of the body screaming. It was giving signals and signs for so long, but just like Trish was saying earlier, we're so focused externally. Mm-hmm. We're so focused on doing for all these people or all these things, you know, our busy life, our work, our business, whatever it is, that we never truly stop to like listen and like internally about what's going on. So we tend to really miss those whispers.
Yeah.
So to kind of get back onto how dynamic system analysis works, it really works to isolate what is the priority that the body is seeking for health in that sense, right? If the body is constantly communicating, it's communicating, the heart is communicating with the stomach with the brain, all the organs talk to each other, right? If it's constantly communicating and there's something going wrong, that it has a priority. It works in a priority system. So yes, you might be having stomach pain, but we might need to address something neurologically before we can even get to the bottom of that. And a lot of times what I get to see in practice and even, you know, doing telehealth work with patients all across the world, what I get to see is a lot of times the main complaint, quote unquote, like let's say in this example, the stomach pain, actually, when we clear up the neurological stuff, it actually resolves itself. Wow. Imagine that, you know, it's shocking for most people to like really grasp their minds around that mm-hmm. because we're so conditioned, especially in medicine, to chase after symptoms. So if my stomach hurts, I expect my doctor and my practitioner to deal with my stomach. And that is what's been going on with a lot of the conventional medicine these days, is that they will go, you tell them your stomach hurts, they'll prescribe you an antacid or some sort of thing to help your stomach pain, and you're gone about your day. Right. Without any sort of regard for, you know, the side effects of the medication, whether, you know, hey, what was the underlying, what was causing that stomach pain? You know, like, so it's really fascinating dynamic system analysis and getting to see the priority that the body presents and getting to actually help patients really, truly heal and experience health in all levels that I talk about, which is physical, spiritual, emotional, and mental. When you have all four of those aspects in line, that is when true optimal well-being is reached.
Yeah. And it's so interesting that you ended on that point, because I feel like we tend to focus on only one of those at a time. And it's like those working together all in synchronicity, or, you know, all in alignment with each other is like you said, what is going to help us be in our optimal wellness. And going back to what you said about like conventional medicine, I feel like, it's always like literally a band-aid fix for the problems. And a lot of times, what the solution is for that, like whether it's a prescription, a drug prescription or whatever, ends up leading to more issues down the road rather than, like you said, getting to the actual root of the problem. And it's so parallel to like the work that I do too around like healing and all, like it's, you know, it's not always what it appears to be on the surface. Mm-hmm. There's like layers and layers and layers to that. And it's like, until you get to that actual root that you might not even associate with the outwardly visible symptom.
Right.
Like, it's like, so, I mean, I'm so glad we're talking about this, because there's the integration of the mind, body, spirit, like the healing and the physical and all of that, and why that is so important. And you know, why it's like important not to just like put to ignore the signals that you're getting. And I can say, like, I've been a person who has ignored signals, who has like kind of not really connected to like what I'm putting in my body to how I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. For a long time, I didn't do that. It wasn't until I dated like somebody who was a former athlete, and, you know, he made comments about like, oh, this, and I'm like, oh, really? That's how that works? Like, he goes, I just ate this. And I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have that. And I'm like, oh, I never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
Like how, you know, even. And now, I will say too, like, since I switched to, I became vegetarian 3 years ago. And since I switched to that, like it's given me mental clarity. And I'm not saying for everybody to go and do that, because you have mm-hmm. to do what's best for your body. Everybody mm-hmm. is different. So, mm-hmm. For me, I know when I went off a couple times and had non-veg food, then I didn't feel so good mentally. And so now I know that is like the commitment I make to, it's not even, you know, I don't even give it a second thought. It's just how I am now. That's how I mm-hmm. operate. And now, as I've begun to see the connection between what I put into my body and all of that, and how I take care of myself on a daily basis, that just makes me set those boundaries around that and commitment around that even firmer. And so I mean, that's what this whole conversation is around like kind of opening that up to say, like, we don't have to feel bad about putting ourselves first.
And right.
Because we should never feel bad. Why else are we here? When you think about it, why else are we here? We're not here. Like, and so it's the conditioning of like focusing externally in all the different ways that has made us think that it's bad. Mm-hmm. And it's like that, mm-hmm. like you said, the more at peace we are with ourselves in all the ways, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, the better our relationships are. And that's all of our relationships. So mm-hmm. everybody benefits when we are selfish about taking care of ourselves. I think.
Yes. Mic drop, Trish. That is so powerful. It's so true. Everybody benefits when we're selfish, when we yeah. take care of ourselves, when we're looking internally, when we're doing all of the self inner healing work that we need to do. Yeah. Everybody as a domino effect, mm-hmm. you know, benefits from that. And it's so powerful. And yes, like, I don't know where the word, and maybe you and Diane have talked about this, but I don't know where the origin of the word selfish came from and why we've started to, you know, almost look at it in a negative connotation. So,
I think, Diane did look that up the last episode and we talked about that, but it is, I think, it comes like everything in, I mean, this is such a broad conversation because it ties into everything and why we went down this path, but it's just, there's so much in words and language that we have attached ourselves to that aren't even really the real meaning of the word. We've just like as a society accepted that and then ran with it. And it's funny because I was just doing editing work on my book and I just was on a part about that where we're like, and I think even in the Four Agreements, he talks about that, that we accept beliefs that aren't necessarily ours just because mm-hmm. like that's what we're taught and because mm-hmm. that's what we're brought into. And it's like when we start to question, it's okay to question those things. It's okay to not always do the things the way we always have. Mm-hmm. So I know we only have a few minutes left because you have to scoot out earlier. We're going to, how can people, actually just briefly, like the work you do or what, you know, you talked about a little bit about telehealth. Mm-hmm. Let us know a little bit about that and how people can get in contact with you.
Yeah. Thank you, Trish. I work with patients obviously here in the local San Diego area, but then I work with patients all over the world globally, doing telehealth medicine using the, you know, foundational principles of dynamic system analysis. So I can analyze blood work. I can have you take blood work if you need blood work taken, which is definitely something to see a static picture of time, right? So if you go and take blood work today, by the time you and I meet, it might be a few days later. So 3 days has gone by, the body can have dramatically mm-hmm. changed. That's why we call it dynamic system analysis is the body's dynamic. It's constantly changing. So you have to take in those factors as well. So working with people using telehealth, I'm able to help them really say, okay, here's where you were statically when we got the blood taken. These are markers that we need to kind of address or look at. But with dynamic system analysis, like I mentioned earlier, that may not even be the priority the body is seeking. If we mm-hmm. address these other concerns, these other things that show up, we can, in essence, have a positive effect on those markers on the blood panel. So it's really awesome, incredible work. If there's emotional things that show up, obviously those are shared with the patient because the body carries on to emotions. You know, people don't want to really look at that. Maybe people listening to this are very open to that, you know, but mm-hmm. a majority of our society is not open to the idea that emotions affect how the physical being is operating and doing its job.
Right. So yeah,
that's part of dynamic system analysis. Sometimes we have to uproot that. Sometimes there's affirmations to be given. Sometimes there's, you know, different things that we have to do because every single organ is affected by different types of emotions. So with that, you know, people can reach out to me at Dr. Brooke Sheehan, and that's just DrBrook, Sheehan, SHEEHAN.com. And they can reach me that way.
Oh, thank you so much for being here and taking time out in your busy day to join the conversation. So we'll have you back again if you want to come back anytime.
Definitely. Yeah. That would be okay. Fun.
Thank you so much, Dr. Brooke.
Absolutely. Bye, Trish.
Bye. So I just want to end, we have a few minutes left, and just to touch on what Dr. Brooke said, because I feel like she left off at such a good point. I can tie in the work that I do too, which she's talking about is the body storing emotion as energy. And that ties into the Reiki work that I do. I'm a Reiki master. And I've learned over my healing process that we hold on to things our entire lives sometimes. Like we think we're doing okay. We can manage life okay with whatever trauma we had as a child or whatever negative experiences we've had in our lives. And that keeps accumulating if we're not regularly dealing with that and processing that. Those emotions get stored in the body, like Dr. Brooke said, as like in different organs, but they get stored, like that's energy. Everything is energy. So it gets stored in our bodies. We carry it around. It literally weighs ourselves. We weigh ourselves down with it. We don't even realize this is what is causing our illness and all of that. So I invite you to like we're talking about shifting our perspective. And like she said, a lot of people are probably already, you know, exploring this in this new way and taking the negative nuance out of selfish. But I encourage you to be more selfish with your self-care. And like I said, we are better in our relationships. Everybody benefits when we are centered in ourselves. And I just want to thank you so much for joining us. If you want to reach out to me, you can reach me on Instagram at invibe.ca, or invibe.ca is my website. Also, Diane, you can reach her at dianemcclay.com. And thank you for joining us. It all begins and ends with us, this positive shift we're making. And the shift starts now. Thank you. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The Shift Podcast, where perspective and our power to change intersect. Slowing down to look at things from a different angle is necessary to affect positive change. You hold the power to transform yourself and your life. It is already inside you, and it's within reach. Clarity comes from awareness. Momentum comes from choice. Healing, growth, and transformation happen on The Shift Podcast, the first and third Fridays at 12:30 p.m. Pacific. For more information, go to invibe.ca or dianemcclay.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.